Well, folks, I'm sitting with Greg Mortal, and we have tasted some beautiful wines here today. Beautiful afternoon here. I think I'll just hang out with you all day. You don't need to work today, do you?
Not anymore.
So, folks, I twisted his arm, and we're going to talk about the current vintages of the single vineyard four wines. And these are the really signature wines of Rodney Strong. They're in small numbers. They are huge wines, and they're really well made and really well blended, and they're a treat.
Yes, they are a treat. They're a lot of fun to make. So we own three single vineyards up in Alexander Valley. They're all separated by about 5 miles. So one's in the south. It's called Alexander's Crown. We planted it in 1971 and cleared out the rocks. Rodney supposedly watered the vines by hand and all that. Maybe partially true, maybe not as true. I don't know. Anyway,
we've expanded upon the story.
That's the word.
He took buckets up the hill.
Supposedly he did. Yeah, that's what I'm told. The Alexander's Crown down there in the south. Beautiful knoll. It's a cooler location. Being a warm valley, it's the coolest end of the valley is what I'm trying to say. And a beautiful vineyard makes a wine that's more Bordeaux-esque, because of that cooler end of the valley. So it hangs on to a little bit of the herbal tones and has this lush blackberry, just rich body. It's a beautiful wine. And then about 5 or 6 miles north is our Rockaway Vineyard up on the slopes, rolling hills. So you've got the what's called aspect, the way the hill faces. It makes the wines a little different. We've got a lot to choose from up there. We probably end up blending maybe 5% of that vineyard to make this wine. We've got Malbec up there. We've got some really delicious Merlot. We've got Cabernet, of course. And so those are blended together to make the Rockaway. And then 5 or 6 miles north of there at the warmest end of the valley is our Brothers Vineyard, which we also own. Brothers, named after the three brothers who started the Klein family long time ago, started agriculture a long time ago. It's all Cabernet with a little bit of Malbec at the top. Makes a big, powerful, structured Cabernet, lots of blackberry, darker fruit tones, muscular tannins. And then we've got this wine called Symmetry. And
indeed you do.
Symmetry, we've been making Symmetry since 1996, so this has been out for a while. It's got its own fan club. It's a Bordeaux style blend or a Meritage. There's a Meritage society. We do belong to that. And so it's based on Cabernet. Ours is, anyway. Symmetry is always based on Cabernet. You can, as a member of the Meritage Society, you can blend it in any way you want. Ours is based on Cabernet from Rockaway Brothers and Alexander's Crown and a vineyard called Cooley Ranch. And then we blend in the most delicious Merlot, Malbec, Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot and make this wine that has loads of fruit, has plenty of structure. It melds with chocolatey dishes. It melds with steaks. It goes in a lot of directions. It's just absolutely delicious.
I have a little thing I do at home with these wines, and I do a feature by myself. And I'll tell you secrets. I get a great steak and put it on the grill, and then I have an Asian sauce that I put over the steak, and it goes very well with the Symmetry.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. And when I was thinking chocolatey, I was kind of going towards this the Mexican, mole and stuff like that with spice and that kind of thing, but an Asian sauce, that sounds awesome.
Well, I'll invite you over, and the chocolate sounds like we'll have to have that course going also.
I'll just follow you home.
Sounds like a plan. We'll stop by Big John's and get some great meats or journeyman meats. They're just fantastic.
Oh, this is an absolute stunning place to live, and a bread basket to boot.
And we will have some bread too.
That sounds great.
¶¶